Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case testing whether laws banning cross-burning violate the constitutional right of free expression. A 50-year-old Virginia law bans cross-burning, holding it's a uniquely intimidating symbol. And the eventual ruling in the case is expected to affect similar laws in about a dozen states. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 1989, the Supreme Court ruled that laws making it a crime to burn or desecrate the American flag were unconstitutional. Burning the flag, the court said, is symbolic speech, a form of political protest. So if burning the flag is symbolic speech, protected by the First Amendment, then why is burning a cross still a crime in many states? Part of the answer to that question may lie in the times in which we live, according to University of Richmond professor Rodney Simola.
There's no doubt that as we battle terrorism, one temptation is to ban the symbols of the terrorists. You know, our society is continuing to ask itself where we ought to draw this line.
Professor Smola is representing the men who were convicted under Virginia's cross-burning law. In one case, two white men were convicted of trying to burn a cross in a black neighbor's yard. In the other, a Ku Klux Klan leader was convicted after presiding over a Klan rally. The rally, observes Professor Smola, was held on a farm with the permission of the owner.
It was a classic Klan rally, and these guys light a humongous 30-foot cross as they play the hymn Amazing Grace, chant all kinds of racist statements, engage in diatribes against Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, and do the usual sort of Klan ritual.
Professor Smola will tell the justices of the Supreme Court today that cross-burning, like flag-burning, is classic symbolic speech. But the state of Virginia will counter that cross-burning has a unique place in American history. The first recorded incident was in 1915, the same year that Birth of a Nation celebrated the Ku Klux Klan as the standard-bearer of virtuous Christianity. Cross-burning soon became part of the prescribed ritual of Klan intimidation. Today, Virginia Solicitor William Hurd will tell the justices that in the lexicon of American society, a burning cross, standing alone and without explanation, has come to be understood by the perpetrator and the victim alike as a symbolic threat of violence.
This case involves two very important freedoms, freedom of speech and freedom from fear. What Virginia has done with this statute is to safeguard freedom of speech while protecting freedom from fear.
But Professor Smola counters, you don't need a cross-burning law to punish threatening behavior.
There's no right to intimidate people, and there's no right to threaten people. But we have laws on the books that cover that. Indeed, the federal government has a variety of civil rights statutes that it uses to prosecute cross-burning, and it uses them very successfully.
The federal government, however, is siding with Virginia in this case, arguing that cross-burning is conduct, not speech, just as brandishing a gun would be conduct, not speech, and that it is thus not protected by the First Amendment guarantee of free expression. The government contends that the Virginia statute applies only to those cross-burnings that are intended to intimidate. Virginia argues, though, that cross-burnings are, by their very nature, intended to intimidate. So what about burning a Star of David or the Koran? Could they be banned too as acts of intimidation? And what about certain words like jihad? Again, State Solicitor William Hurd.
We know what is meant by a burning cross because that is a symbol that has acquired its meaning over the years as crosses have been burned, followed by acts of violence.
So what do you do about a parade or a rally in which swastikas are displayed along with some nasty rhetoric?
Well, I don't know that swastikas are on the same par as burning crosses as a prelude to violence. Obviously, there was a great deal of violence of all sorts that permeated the use of swastikas in Nazi Germany in the 30s and 40s. But in terms of our country's experience, a burning cross is really quite unique.
A decision in the cross-burning case is expected after the first of the year. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.